So, Dominique, I want to thank you for stopping and giving me a hug and sharing your feedback from what you heard this morning when I did my workshop on pain is your friend. Tell me what's going on in your life.
5 years ago, they did a cutback reorganization, and I lost my job. God took that job away and gave me the job of taking care of my husband for 5 years. He died March 25th. And
This year,
March 25th, we went to a funeral, and he wanted to spend the night because he had a family coming in for his aunt's funeral. To make a long story short, we spent the night in the hotel. When I woke up, he was gone that morning. He died there in the hotel. But praise God, he had a going away party. He saw friends. He got lots of hugs, and he got lots of kisses, and he died in his sleep. It's been a traumatic situation. I have two older sons who live with us. One son would not go to the wake, the funeral, or the burial. And both sons have done a little stint in a mental hospital since that. And we've worked through all of those situations. The police know my address by heart, but praise God, he's working through all that. And my younger son is working very hard. My other son, who's been struggling with the mental situation for over a year, he's working very hard. And he is a minister. That's why they say the devil's messing with him, because he loves the Lord. And he has a gift for children. And God knows that he can touch the hearts of many children. And
so we pray that his suffering is not in vain.
His suffering is
but
not in vain.
But I stopped you, or should I say you stopped me, as we were standing here coming out of the workshops, and you shared that you originally had not intended to come into my session. Tell me about that process this morning.
I went to a session about health and beauty. I walked in, I looked at the handouts, and the Lord told me, this is not where you're supposed to be. He said, come out of this session immediately. And he led me over to your session. And he said, this is where I want you to be. I have a message here for you today.
And what did you get out of it, honey? I saw you sitting on the front row. I felt your energy.
I learned that I have to stay connected to God. I have to get rid of toxic people. I have to realize that I'm not the only one going through this.
Yeah.
There are other people who are going through this. And through this pain, it's a message from God. Mm-hmm. It's an awakening.
Yes, it is.
And it says, this is what you need to do, because I am talking to you. I am telling you that you can work through this and you can go to a higher good. It is well with my soul. It is not well with my flesh, but it's well with my soul, because God is in control of everything.
So when I was sharing that friend is your pain, and that we need to stay sober-minded, we should not run from our pain, were there patterns that you had in the past of dealing with your pain to numb it?
Eating. I love to eat, but since my husband died, I've lost 30 pounds, and actually, since he died, I have a dear friend who has called me every day, and I get up in the morning, I take my blood pressure, I do my scripture lesson, and a lot of times we will talk and we'll discuss the scripture lessons, and I look at what God is teaching me, because we're only here for a season, and each season is God's season, and he will take us through different situations so that we can learn, because our ultimate purpose here on life is to worship him, is to love him, to worship him, to share and to take care of other people. And through this pain, I've also realized that I have these two wonderful young men that God has entrusted in my care, and I have to be strong, and I have to be the glue that holds them together so that they can keep going to their higher destination.
Yes. And what I admire is that you are able to share with me a very vulnerable part of your life. A lot of us would feel very vulnerable and exposed to share that there's some challenges in our family. We don't want to discuss, as I said today, we don't want to discuss divorce. We don't want to discuss secrets. We don't want to discuss our pain and our grief. We want to appear normal. We want to appear strong. And so for you to mention that you have both of your sons with mental health issues, I pray that someone's hearing this today and realizing that we can no longer sit and ignore those issues that are in our family, where we need help, where we need support, where we need compassion, where we need prayer, where we need to surrender, where we need to surrender to the process of healing. And so I want to say thank you so much for stopping today and sharing a page out of your life. You are definitely a resilient woman, just 6 months fresh from being losing your husband and dealing with now your sons. And to stand here today and talk with me, you have blessed me. And I thank you so much for being a part of my session today. My session was called Pain Can Be Your Friend, and you certainly are an example of that. It can wake us up, as you said, that whatever storm we're in, God is waking us up to another realization, a deeper level of faith, an awareness that our pain can become a purpose to bless other people and to worship Him in spite of the storm. So thank you so much for stopping with me today and sharing this story, and I hope it won't be the last time I see you.
Thank you so much. God is such a blessing. He has blessed me through you. Mm. And I just pray that He will continue to lift you up and that He will continue to strengthen you as you go through your challenges. Mm. And just remember that He's in control and He loves us.
Yes, He does. Amen. Thank you, dear.